morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's a sunny Friday morning. And joining me in the studio are two gentlemen who hope it's going to be sunny tomorrow as well. I have coordinators for the Julie Hughes Triathlon here, Suha Tokman and Kevin Knox. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Well, let's see, Suha, you're actually a founding member of the triathlon, and Kevin, you've been coordinating for a few years, and this is a very special year in the triathlon's history. Why is that?
Well, this year will be the 30th consecutive year of the Julie Hughes Triathlon.
And anything special planned?
Oh, we've got all kinds of special things planned. We're not going
to... Nothing to talk about.
Nothing we're going to throw out there. This morning, we're gonna put those out there tomorrow. But I think people will be really excited about coming out, whether it's sunny or rainy. It's always a real fun traditional event for Sitka to kind of kick off the summer and head out into all the things that we have going on in this month.
Well, it's tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. at Bletchley Middle School. Is that
correct?
where you're meeting? And we'll talk a little bit about the course and some other aspects of this year's triathlon that are really special and interesting. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about what this triathlon is about and who it's in honor of, Julie Hughes. Suha, you founded this mm-hmm. triathlon. Can you tell us a bit about
well,
that?
Well, you know, we lost Julie in 85, and she was a member of Baranof Barracuda Swim Club, in which I coached. And she was a very successful swimmer, and she broke state records when she was receiving chemotherapy. And she was very friendly and very helpful to her friends. In all aspects of it, she was a great athlete. She was a good runner and overall. And she and I, we used to talk at pool, you know, before practice, after practice, and she always told me that her dream was to be in a triathlon and someday. And in that time, there are no triathlons in the state of Alaska, and so she was kind of searching to see if she can go somewhere else to do it. But unfortunately, that she couldn't do that for certain reasons. And when she passed away, and it popped in my head, then why can't we have a triathlon here and name it after her? And we did it. And her mom and dad are very, very helpful in first year. And also I used to coach a master's program through University of Alaska called Adult Conditioning Swimming Class. And people in that class also gave a good helping hand. And it was pretty primitively done first year. You know, I remember standing on top of my car and with a boombox and a microphone in my hand. But it was wonderful. People really enjoyed doing it, and it just took off. And Julie's name was honored. And traditionally, every year we give mom and dad a first place medal, like as she did the triathlon and won. And it kind of became part of this town, this traditional triathlon. And as we were discussing earlier, and it's the very first triathlon organized in the state of Alaska, and a second consecutive running triathlon in the United States.
So that's impressive.
It is.
And you also have folks who have been involved for 30 years who are just very loyal to this event.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, Suha being there in the beginning, and Bill and Carol, of course, Bill and Carol Hughes being there, and you know, all kinds of other people that, you know, not only helped with putting it together, but have competed in it or just participated in it. The fun thing about this event, too, is that, you know, all kinds of people do this event, you know, families, corporate teams, individuals. Some of them are doing it just for the fun of it, just to the challenge of you know, completing that last lap, to others that are doing it to win it, you know. So it's a whole gamut of people, you know, from ages. Our youngest participant was just short of his fifth birthday. Our oldest participants have been up in their 80s, I believe.
Yes.
So, you know, yeah, it's all kinds of people that get involved in it. It's really fun.
Now, you participated in it when you were a child, didn't
you,
Kevin?
Yeah, I did. Well, I was on the swim team, and Coach always, you know, encouraged us to get involved in it and do the triathlon. And I had a bike and, of course, a pair of shoes, so I thought, well, why not give it a try? And I was 12 when I first did it, though, and I did it through my youth, and then I've done it a few times, you know, coming back to town or whatever. Now I'm planning on doing it the whole thing this year.
And so how I interrupted
last year, that we all had tears in our eyes of watching a young lady from Bletchley Middle School who did it all by herself, and she's never had any involvement with any sports. And that was pretty incredible that she did that. And plus, I encouraged swimmers to do it, and as I did to Kevin when I coached him. And it's been like a Barracuda tradition for swimmers to do it, and most of our swimmers are going to do it this year too.
It seems like this is an event that, for various reasons, really inspires people.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody has a great time with it. Like I said, like whether it's raining or sunny out, and people come out and they wear wacky costumes or you know, just want to get out there and run alongside their kid as their kid's doing it or run with a friend or, you know, whatever it is. You know, everybody has a really good time. So, and the after event is a fun time too. Everybody congratulating each other and, you know, just the great community building that, you know, comes with that. So, and Carol always brings a carrot cake too for in Julie's honor too, because that was one of her favorite cakes. So everybody gets a piece of cake afterwards too.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a bit about what's on tap for tomorrow. There's a visiting group from Juneau.
We have 20 people coming over from Juneau. The Harborview Triathlon Club is in town, so it's mostly youth. There's I believe there are 15 kids that were signed up from Juneau, and then a few adults that are going to do it too. So we're really excited to welcome them back. They came for the first time last year, so yeah, that's really fun.
How does registration look?
Registration's looking good.
Really good.
Yeah.
We broke record on pre-registration.
Yeah,
this
is the second year that we've had the online pre-registration, and it's looking really good. It's really helpful for people to go on, helpful for me, for people to go on and get pre-registered.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there is a registration, very important registration tonight.
Tonight, yeah, we'll give participants their bib numbers and their participation bag and their T-shirts from 6 to 7 at Bletchley tonight. If you're not registered already online, you can come in and register then. Adults or anybody over 12 is $25, and if you're under 12, it's $15.
Yeah, because this year, in the morning of the event, we're going to have very short registration time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you prefer if you want people
exactly.
to register tonight.
That would be best, yes.
How many
and
people are you
the
expecting?
Registration will be at Bletchley Middle School Commons.
At Bletchley, 6 o'clock, 6
yes.
to 8.
Yes.
How many folks do you anticipate will
Kevin
participate?
Kevin probably has a better idea.
We're anticipating around 140. Well, that's what I'm prepared for. So
yeah.
If that goes over, we'll be very excited, of course.
Yeah.
But in years past, last year, we were just short of 120.
Yeah.
But this being the 30th year and hopefully being sunny outside, knock on wood, we'll have lots of people coming out. And it's, you know, a good event to do just before having to head out for the carnival, too. So come out, do the triathlon, and then you can go have a corn dog and cotton candy and feel a little bit better about it.
So tell us about the course.
The course, everything will start and finish from Bletchley. The run will start from Halibut Point Road there and will run towards the roundabout and Lake and Lincoln, and then we're going to run down the Seawalk. And we're going to pass by what used to be or still, in a lot of people's hearts and minds is Julie's Bench. So we're going to run past Julie's Bench, go around the main loop of Totem Park, and then back to Bletchley. And then this part is a little bit different for people. The bike is going to go out towards Whale Park because of all the construction on Halibut Point Road. We're going to try to remain away from that as much as possible, and we'll bike out to Whale Park and back. That bike is a little bit shorter than normal, but there are more hills in it. So it'll be, you know, it has its challenges to it too. So the run is just a little over 4 miles. The bike is about 10. And then when you get back to Blatchley, it's a 1,000-yard swim. Or for the kids course, the run will stop a little bit. You know, both the run and the bike will be a little bit shorter. And the swim is 500 yards.
Okay. Now, how have you seen this event change over the years? Or what stands out in your mind when you think back over the 30 years that this triathlon has been taking place?
Well, you know, in my mind, it's always had this magical thing about it. And people start getting prepared for it a couple of months ahead of time. And certain people really wanted to challenge themselves to do a triathlon. And which is a perfect size a triathlon to do it first time. If you are preparing yourself to do more longer and more challenging triathlons, this is a perfect one to do it first time. And I don't see anything really changed that much.
Yeah, there's just so much spirit in it. Yeah. You know, not only for Julie but for the community part. You know, it just it really brings people together and brings a lot of Julie's spirit forward and a celebration of not just who Julie is or was, but you know what she brought. You know that caring person, the lively, you know, athlete, and it's just
exactly
it's
really she fun. Is just that, you know, a brilliant lady.
Well, thank you both very much for joining me this morning, and good luck.